I understand you have a very, very professional and academic background. I mean, you have a poli-sci degree, you have an MA, and you're also chartered insurance professional. Meanwhile, a lot of the local initiatives you take part in with the youth council at Centre Dufferin District High School, you know, Shelburne Multicultural Day, and now you're chairing the Anti-Black Racism Task Force. All these initiatives I've noticed, you know, champion diversity. So tell me about why it's so important to you to give back to your community through these messages.
Diversity is so critical because that's how we can all grow, learn together, and thrive. Part of giving back means I'm able to empower, you know, the next generation. I'm helping them to develop the tools and to be able to come into their own passion and, you know, to walk into their purpose essentially. And through mentorship and leadership and guidance along the way for myself, that's how I've been able to evolve and grow as an individual. So it only makes sense to be able to continue that journey and to continue to give back to the community in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and how have you experienced that need to offer a platform to folks of varied backgrounds and ethnicities? How have you experienced the importance of that in your own career?
So from a community perspective, I think in a sense, it was almost very easy and seamless for me because, you know, the platform was there to lead the Youth Advisory Committee at Centre Dufferin High School. And when I walked into that room, the diversity itself, you know, well, for the last, except for the lack of diversity from male to female, it was predominantly all female. But the diversity from just a female perspective was quite amazing, and everyone who, you know, that's participated in the Youth Advisory Committee was, you know, they're all engaged, they're all eager, they're all anxious to, you know, sink their teeth into something meaningful and make a difference in the community. For the Anti-Black Racism Task Force, again, you know, I'm fortunate that the Town of Shelburne Council appointed me to be chair, and being a woman, you know, it's even more powerful and satisfying to see the faith that, you know, they were able to, or the confidence that they had in my abilities to lead. Typically, you would see a male person leading these committees, so it speaks volumes, I guess, for the amount of work that I've done in the community and I guess the track record for, you know, being able to accomplish things. So from a female perspective, I am quite proud and honored that, you know, I've had that opportunity. And again, it shines a light, you know, for all the other young females out there to basically say, yes, you can. You know, there shouldn't be anything to stop you or to set you back to say, no, you can't. You touched on my academic career as well. All of it is also part of knowledge and learning and growth. And, you know, when I completed my MBA, I've had to connect with various individuals globally.
And I mean, like you did touch on the Anti-Black Racism Task Force. I mean, given the climate that we're in right now, it seems like there's a huge call to action across the world. I mean, and then you're also saying, you know, you're chairing this committee, which is huge. It's a very powerful image of itself as a professional Black woman yourself to chair this committee and spearhead this. Are you hopeful for the future?
Absolutely. If you don't have hope, then, you know, I think we would all be lost as a society. But beyond that, I'm hopeful because I know I have an amazing team that is at the table with me. I can't even say supporting me. They're right there every step of the way with me. So everyone has their strengths. Everyone has different things that they can bring to the table, and we're already seeing that. So I'm excited for the journey that we're on. It's a lot of work. It's not going to be an easy ride, but everyone so far has stepped up and, you know, ready to do the work to make sure that this task force is a success. So I have no doubts in my mind that it will be a huge success.
And so since, you know, Women of Influence is all about celebrating our powerful women in our community here, what kind of example are you hoping to leave behind to younger women?
The one example I can think of would be integrity, making sure that your work speaks for itself, follow through on your actions, and, you know, make sure that what you put out there is the best, and always have faith. If you follow your passion, things will naturally come to you, and you will definitely excel at it. Be brave and be bold. So don't be afraid to step out there and, you know, step out of your comfort zone and try new things. And sitting chairing this task force is a perfect example. You know, most people would probably shy away from it, you know, because it's new, it's challenging, it's a lot of work, and you know, not a chair for traditionally a woman that would sit up. But I took on the challenge, and you know, there's lots of learning. Be brave, be bold, and don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone.
Great, and that kind of spins into my next question really well. What's something you wish you could have told your younger self that you know now?
Oh my gosh. Not to be afraid. My younger self would have shied away from a lot of these very public events, shied away because it's not perfect, or trying to make sure that you're scoring 10 out of 10 in all categories all the time. And time again, you know, women tend to do that. If you don't check off all 10 items on the checklist, then you're not going to try.
Yes.
And, you know, I've learned over the years, and I'm still learning, but I've learned over the years to, you know, look at your transferable skills and look at, you know, all the other great things that you're able to do and what you can build on and continue to grow. So that's one of the things that I wish I could tell my younger self is just don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Step out there and, you know, step out of your comfort zone and try new things.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Alethea, for being our woman of influence. It was a really fun interview, and I just appreciate you sharing your perspective and your journey.
No problem. Thank you for this recognition. I'm truly honored and humbled, and I hope that, you know, especially my young leaders, they will take this moment and, you know, relish it as much as I am relishing it. So thank you again for this honor.